Support for KPLU comes from Seed Intellectual Property Law Group, where business, science, technology, and law work in concert to protect people's ideas. Serving clients in Seattle and around the world for over 46 years. Info at seedip.com.
Here we are, home, my little kingdom.
Oh, this is too sad. By panting like this.
You smoke?
I gave it up.
I have hookah.
What's that?
Cultural differences with a twist. This isn't a heavy drama about politics or race. It's a romantic comedy about two people who fall for each other and figure out their own beliefs. Yusuf El-Gindi wrote the play. He was born in Egypt, grew up in London, and now lives in Seattle. El-Gindi says the two characters are actually more alike than different.
Sherry says something to the effect of, "What Musa reminds me of is that we are all immigrants and that we are all searching for something and that we never quite stop searching." And she says, you know, she's some line about she sees some of her customers in the diner looking so depressed. And she says, "I think they've forgotten that dream, that quest." And what Musa reminds her of is that journey that we're all on, that immigrant journey to make a new life for oneself.
Who else lives here?
Abdullah. He's gone. He made the Hajj.
The what?
Trip to Mecca. Pilgrimage?
I know that. I saw a special on TV. All these people dressed in white going around that,
Kaaba.
Yeah. Have you done that?
One day I will.
It looks so intense with all those people. Like Woodstock, you know, on steroids, without the music.
This play was triggered with, you know, I heard a snatch of dialogue. These people coming up the stairs, and I was kind of intrigued by these voices, and I was charmed by these characters.
The character of Musa, I like how we see him, we meet him, and he's kind of this bewildered Boy Scout, seems very, you know, very polite, but you decided to give him a couple of secrets.
Yes, which I'm not going to talk about because I want you to come see the play and discover those secrets yourself.
Was it important for you to not be, to not have too much of a goody-goody?
Well, no. I mean, to me, characters always have, you know, flaws, and there's always good and bad in everyone. And I think good people can have can make mistakes. You know, I mean, I nobody's perfect, and the character of Musa, as you find out is not perfect.
Musa also doesn't think he's a good Muslim. He struggles to balance his faith in a new country with new customs, and that's a recurring theme throughout the play. Actor Shanga Parker plays Musa.
It's a huge, you know, decision to have to make when the predominant culture does not pray five times a day and does not go to the mosque regularly and needing to live with, you know, those restrictions and rules about how one should live. And so that wrestling with trying to fight to hang on to that or to experience the world, the surrounding world, and not shut anything out. It's a huge issue in the play.
This Somali friend, he gave me Johnny Walker as payment after I helped him take merchandise across bridge a few times. Says he don't believe in money between friends.
That's a good one. I must remember that.
I say, I have no problem getting money from friend. He say, no, no. Money is like the devil. And a good friend would not bring the devil into a friend's life. I say, I have strong faith. Give me this devil, I will fight it. He say, no, better not risk it.
Alcohol is okay, though.
I say, so you corrupt me with drink? He say, now you test your faith with drink.
I love the writing. It sounds like how people talk. There's so much heart in this play. Everybody is just is out there. There's no cynicism whatsoever. It's not an angry, you know, ironic play. It's people trying to do their best and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But the attempt is what is interesting.
Man meets woman and they're kind of into each other, but they're sort of both shy about where it might go.
They're not kind of into each other. I think they're absolutely into each other. And the audience gets to see that discomfort and the sort of semiotics of how they are in the room together gets misread by the other. And it's very clear that they want to be together and they should really be together and they should probably have just started kissing as soon as they walk in. But what's interesting and the humor about it is how they can't really connect at first.
Eventually they do connect, but not without some surprises along the way. Sherry and Musa come from two different worlds, but they take this journey together, a journey of the heart. The play Pilgrims, Musa and Sherry in the New World is now playing at Seattle's ACT Theater. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.